Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and it is time now for the Jake Ferguson Show, brought to you by Miller Lite. Here he is, Cowboys tight end Jake Ferguson. Buddy, good afternoon. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, about the same. You know, starting to get excited for this Cowboys-Vikings game on Sunday night. How was practice?
It was good. It was good. It's a little warm out. It was in the 60s today, so it wasn't too bad.
So we saw the on Twitter and the practice report there. Looked like you were working with the trainers a little bit. Everything good to go with the wheels?
Yeah. We'll see. We're taking it day by day, but I think it's definitely something that, you know, I'll be able to go through. So, we'll see day by day right now, but feeling good.
Right on.
So we were just discussing, and Brian broke down this Vikings defense. Brian Flores likes to look through a lot of exotic looks here, Jake. I mean, what's your breakdown, your assessment of the Vikings and kind of what Flores might be doing towards you guys?
Well, yeah, I think first and foremost, they're a veteran defense. You know, they've got some old heads on that side of the ball, and that definitely, you know, that plays into it. You know, they're good. They're good communicating. They're good with their calls. And then, yeah, I think just a lot of man coverage. And I think it's going to be a good one, but we got a good scheme. Haven't put it all in yet, but right now it's looking good. So excited for this one for sure.
Hey Jake, you know, being a former Wisconsin Badger, I mean, and we're kind of going through this college football stuff right now with all these coaches and changes and stuff like that. But some of these teams aren't playing in a bowl game. Can you, from a guy that, you know, has done it here pretty recently. How is that one of those things when you vote on those things? Is it kind of a unanimous thing, or is it like some guys really want to go and, or some guys just say, nah, man, we're just not going to get it done this year? How does that play out?
I don't know. I'm very biased on that sense. I think the old Wisconsin and, you know, something that, you know, the culture my grandfather kind of
absolutely,
you know, helped build there. I think, you know, I would be a fool. I personally hadn't heard of anybody from Wisconsin before me sitting out of a bowl game, let alone saying, hey, we don't want to go to one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, to us, that was, you know, we always try to get close to our guys and, you know, like build that brotherhood. And, you know, that's the last one you get. Like,
right.
some of those guys who, you know, they might be trying to go to the league or maybe they're, you know, fourth year guys who are, you know, they're going on, moving on with their lives. That's one more game to just have with those guys. And, you know, yeah, you can get hurt. And you might be going to the league and get hurt or get nicked up or whatever. Sure. But honestly, you know, the game's not loyal. The game of football is not loyal, and everybody knows that. So, yeah, I don't know. I've never heard. I personally, I would never sit out, and I will tell you right now, my kids will never sit out of a bowl game.
Yeah, I was just kind of thinking about, because like the old Wisconsin teams. I worked for the Packers for 5 years, so I know all about that that Wisconsin. I love going to Madison. And I knew with, you know, your guys and with your grandfather and all that, man, hell, I was there at the same time he was, and just great teams. But you guys would always go to a bowl game and kill everybody else in, like, the beef challenge. You know, like, they'd have a deal where they'd like, okay, the Wisconsin football team just ate two, you know, sides of beef.
Wins before and after.
And they crushed Clemson. Yeah. Clemson tried, but Clemson wasn't getting it done. You know, I always remember Wisconsin, everybody getting off the plane, you know, and it's, the non-tan look, but you'd be playing down in Florida or, you know, California, one of those places. I'm thinking, man, these guys are loving life right now.
Oh, yeah. You got to understand, it's 5 degrees up there
right now.
You know what I mean? And, and we're struggling. We're barely living. You're telling us we're going to go play a ball game in Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not sitting out of that one.
Playing down there in Tampa. On. Yeah, they're going to let us wear shorts every day? Come on, man.
Exactly.
Now, Jake, I grew up in the North as well, and when I go back there now, I freeze my ass off. It's like I lost my cold toughness at some point. How'd that trip up to Detroit treat you?
You know, I think it's different. The Detroit was, to me, I was like, wow, I missed the snow. Like, it's not that cold. But there was a couple days here in Dallas where it was like 50 and just had some wind. I was so cold. I'm like, man, in Madison, I was in short sleeves and 40 degrees. Like, it was a beautiful day if it was 40 in Madison in the winter.
Well, we're a long way away past the Lions game, but I mean, Jake, I feel like we've become best friends over the course of this year, and friends, we hold each other accountable. The listeners are like, oh, you're going to be soft on your guy Fur because he's on the show every week, but what was your reflecting back, your grade overall in the performance of the Lions game? When you put the ball on the ground, I'm like, damn it, Jake, you just told us this.
I give it an F every time. It's the doing too much, and it's the... You'll see, because I feel like I have it tucked away, and I'm really, as I'm going down, I'm sitting there, and, like, I'm trying to get extra, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm just putting two on it, and, like, I'm 250. Somebody will bounce off of me. And if not, the yards don't matter. It's third and 20 anyway.
There you go.
Like, you know, that one's on me 100%.
Now, how about with the road games being tough on you guys this year, and then the late national TV games aren't going your way either? Do you have any theories on why that those haven't been better performances?
No, I don't. I think that's a
small sample size.
That's the word. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think, you know, it's all about how you prepare, because at the end of the day, the guys you're playing against are doing the same thing you're doing. So to me, it's all about how you approach that stuff. You're talking about different time games, right?
Yeah, the late ones.
I don't think that should be a different. Unless you're playing in, like, overseas and you're, you know what I mean. You should be practicing at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I think, you know. Other than that, I think, you know, preparation.
And Shadi's talked a lot about the slow starts. I mean, is there anything that you guys have found, like, man, if we do this or don't do that, how we can get off to faster starts in this game offensively?
Yeah, I think it's just execution. It just comes down to, like, execution. Like, you can't, one, warming up, and then, like, two, just, you can't get punched in the mouth. Like, you should almost get punched in the mouth in warm-ups. You know what I'm saying? And, like, get popped in warm-ups and be like, okay, it's like, all right, like, I'm turned on. You know what I mean? Like, my feet are firing and stuff like that, or I don't know. And other than that, like, I can't really think of a, and, like, you just got to execute, I think. Like, you just can't go in there lackadaisical is all I'm trying to say.
Have you ever been a guy that wants a teammate to slap you or something, or a coach to slap you before the game?
No, not slap me. That's crazy. Me and Scooney do. We run out of the tunnel and we get a little, I mean, like, we just get a little base block on each other, and we, like, get under your chin. Like, I'll kind of hit, or he hits me, kind of pops me under my chin as I, like, I'm just giving him a look, and then I do the same to him. And that's kind of like our,
you know what I mean, our little run block, like, all right, our final, like, yeah, final pop, as you would say, before, like, kickoff.
I like it. It's the Jake Ferguson Show here with you on your home of the Cowboys, 105 through the Fan. What comes to mind for you first when you think about the Vikings?
You know, honestly, Brett Favre for when he went over there.
Yeah.
But, like, honestly, I've got nothing for Minnesota. I've got so much focus around Green Bay just because I lived there, and then, like, I didn't like them, so it was just – and then I never really even thought about Minnesota, to be honest with you.
That Favre season was pretty dang fun, though. But for a lot of Cowboys fans, this matchup brings up memories of Drew Pearson's catch against the Vikings. We got to go back to 1975. But that was like when the term Hail Mary really took off. Like, it was a long pass with about 28 seconds to go.
I just learned about that.
Pretty cool, huh? Do you have any Hail Mary memories of you being involved in a game or trying to catch one or anything?
No, I do. The only one I think about is the Michigan State Wisconsin one in the Big Ten Championship.
Yeah,
that one was crucial as a young kid. That one stabbed my heart, but. No, I was never a part of any Hail Mary, I don't think, besides like recess in like fifth grade. And then we got football banned, but.
Were you knocking out kids? What happened there?
If you could call my elementary school principal, any game with a ball got banned. And then we had a water bottle and we were playing basketball on the monkey bars and we got that banned too. Hey. Oh, it was bad.
Hey, Jake. Listen, is there a rule for wearing eye black and how it should be applied? I mean, I've kind of wondered if we've got out of hand with the eye black.
Are you talking about Brock Hoffman?
Yeah. I'm not anybody. I mean, I think there's guys. I think there was a rule one time. We took a hard left somewhere about eye black.
Yeah.
And what happened there?
Yeah.
What happened?
Somebody, I don't know who it was, but about couple years ago, maybe 5-ish to 10 years ago, somebody did like a skull, and then it was all okay to just paint your face however you want.
Yeah,
I just do the straight line across the nose,
right?
Because I got a big nose, and so the light reflects off my nose, so I got to have it. It eliminates that.
See, that's what I've seen you wearing your eye black. I think okay, he's got etiquette for his eye black. I think there's some people that have no etiquette. And I don't know, if I was in the locker room, I would walk by and say, really, you're going to go with that look today, huh? You're going to go with that look?
Yeah. What's one of your least favorites? What's your least etiquette, your lowest etiquette eye black?
I'll tell you the one, I think my guy Jackson Dart's kind of weird. I think he goes
the Anakin Skywalker.
It goes vertically, right?
Yeah.
And I can't figure out what he's doing there. And I'm like, I like you, kid, but I don't like your eye black. You know?
Yeah.
So
I can give the tribute, I believe, is to Anakin Skywalker.
Okay.
From Star Wars when he gets the scar on his eye.
Okay, I learned something here today. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, I'm kind of with you in the sense of if I'm not sweating because of how hard I'm working, you know what I mean? Like that eye black's going in my eye.
Right.
So then there begs the question, like, you know, are you really sweating if you can put the eye black in your eye?
All right.
Yeah.
How much thought do you put into your game day aesthetic, like the reflection of the light and all that?
Oh, no, I don't think about it too much. Like, are you talking about what I wear to the game?
Yeah, like everything that goes into it. Yeah.
Oh, no, I usually let my fiance pick out what I'm wearing. And then I just kind of put it on and show up. And then, I do have a little thing. Like, right when I get to the stadium, I do a pretty serious, locked-in, like, superstition, like, routine.
And what's that?
Which is nice. Oh, I do two laps around the field barefoot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some tunes. Yeah. And I'm usually listening to some tunes. And then I get back. I send the text to the rest of the tight ends when we're doing our ball drills. And then I get an orange Gatorade, a pickle juice, and then two beet juices. And then I crush those. And then I get a stretch. And then I go out for, I get stretched by like one of our weight room staff guys. And then I go out and just do ball drills with everybody. And that's a routine. We do a lap, ball drills. final lap, come back in. And then by that time, I'm getting the tort all ready to go, and I'm sitting up.
Here we go.
Let's get to the good stuff now.
Man. So what's Hard Knocks been like? I mean, we're two episodes in now. Are you paying attention to that at all? I saw you got interviewed for episode two. Do you notice them around, or are they pretty good at being, like, covert, top secret?
Yeah, that interview I did was probably, like, the second day they were there. So It's pretty delayed. I mean, I feel like it's delayed, but, yeah, I don't really notice them. I don't really notice them at all. They're pretty discreet.
So, how we feeling about running the table here, Jake? You guys confident you can still make a run at this NFC East?
Let's ride. Come on.
I love it.
Dude, Why were you not? Like us on Monday Night Football, just laughing at what was going on with the Eagles?
That was crazy.
Oh, it's so awesome.
Well, yeah, I get thrown off by the little Nickelodeon thing going on.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they did the Monsters, Inc. I don't know how people watch that.
Oh, it's nuts. Yeah, and then it started freaking out and, like, yeah, it was crazy. That throws me off a little bit. And I'm also rewatching Game of Thrones, so I didn't really watch
it. Oh, nice. Where are you in Game of Thrones?
My fiance just saw The Red Wedding.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Did you get a reaction video?
No, I didn't. Dude. She was asking so many questions. Yeah.
That's a shocker. So,
oh yeah, yeah. It was a dark day in the Ferguson household.
Oh man, Rob.
Well, glad to hear you're going to be doing all right, Jake. Thanks so much for joining us once again, and give him hell Sunday night. We'll be pulling for you.
I appreciate you guys. You guys have a good one.
Salute. There it is, the Jake Ferguson Show, brought to you by Miller every Thursday here on The Fan. We'll come back, hit the expressway, get you caught up on everything that's been breaking throughout the day. G-Bag the Day in LA Live right around the corner as well, and we're back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Got the G-Bag of the Day coming up here in 8 minutes. LA Live's coming up at 5:40. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And at 6 o'clock, we're going to be talking with a former Vikings player, member of their play-by-play team, Ben Lieber, Vikings Radio is coming up at 6. And then how about a birthday roast of Broadus at 6:20? Looking forward to that. All right. Quite a bit of stuff has happened so far today. CeeDee Lamb cleared protocol, so he is going to be back. Jadeveon Clowney is, I believe, back, but that's not 100% at this point. Not looking good for Tyler Guyton. And, you know, with that one, as long as they win, it's a great chance for Nate Thomas to get more experience. But these Vikings pass rushers are not very well known, Van Ginkle and Grenard.
Yeah.
But they can get the job done. Like, they're in that next tier down of really good pass rushers.
They've got double-digit sack guys on the majority of their rushers. And it's so funny to watch them play because it's not big name guys. Turner, you know, and Zach could tell you about Turner from Alabama, though, Dallas Turner.
I think we might have been right about that guy.
Yeah. Well, he his first year he wasn't very good.
No.
The second year, though, there's been a lot of improvement. The thing that's so impressive about them, and I mentioned the word coordinated, when they rush, that's a coordinated group. It is not guys running into each other. It's quality, it's picks, it's free rushers. Dallas it's going to be a challenge. Defensively, it'll be a challenge for Dallas to have to deal with this. Their offense, though, is their quarterback that's probably what's going to lose them the game.
Yeah.
But their defense is going to make you have to be right on the screws to be able to handle all the different looks and stuff that they're going to give you. And you're right. A lot of rushers, you don't know who they are, but they do a good job.
Broadus did an in-depth dive on the Vikings defense in Krusty's Corner today at 3:40 if you wanted to go back and check something like that out. The top story in pro football today is that Steelers future Hall of Famer T.J. Watt is at a hospital having his lung evaluated. Gosh. Mike Tomlin had a press conference today, did not share a lot of information, did not confirm the report that this happened while he was working with the trainers on something. So he didn't give any detail on exactly how or where this happened or why it happened. But they are just one game ahead of Baltimore for the AFC North. They're getting ready to take on the Dolphins, who have won 3 in a row and 4 of 5, I think. But the status for T.J. Watt is up in the air. I guess the only good news for them is they do have more than enough outside linebackers with Nick Herbig, top 10 pressure guy, and Alex Highsmith, who's been a good outside linebacker as well for 5 years.
Well, as a Steeler insider, what are we expecting? What do you think happened?
I don't know, but the most interesting report was that there was some sort of a treatment, you know, to his rib cage.
Wow.
Yeah, and maybe it's a Tyrod Taylor situation. Oh. I saw another one that said it might be an infection after the treatment. So I'm not sure, but Tomlin said today that they're going to get more information this afternoon. I imagine Football Friday there will be more clarity on that story. Sharon Moore of Michigan is still in custody, but he is expected to be in court tomorrow. So maybe we'll get some verifiable facts as you know he arrives in court. There's just so much rumor mongering going on with social media on that one. At this point, it's just best to wait and see what the authorities say they can verify.
I just feel terrible for the situation. I know it happens because I've seen it, but I feel for the kids that Michigan recruited that signed
because
of the coaching staff.
Yeah.
You know, but sure, they could probably get released. I think they had a tight end. I think they had a 4 or 5-star tight end that's when this went down yesterday. He was asked to get released and they did that. So
okay. Yeah.
I'll be interested to see how many of these Michigan players or high school kids that signed with Michigan, you know, I guarantee you their phones are blowing up right now. Michigan players on the current roster's phones are blowing up right now. Like people trying to pick that roster clean.
Yeah. Yeah, and there should probably be a hard and fast rule that if your coach is fired or leaves within a certain amount of time of this, that you can, you know, be eligible to go without having to ask permission of the university.
Yeah, I could say that those kids that they recruited that were there because of the head coach, and you know now they those are the ones I think that need to either say, hang in, I came to Michigan because I believe in Michigan, and then the coaches and all that, I don't worry about that. I came to Michigan because I wanted to be here. They'll have kids that'll stay, but they'll have others that will probably leave. because other teams, other programs, head coaches or staff are now calling them, trying to get them to commit to their place.
Yeah, they deserve to be picked off. I mean, that AD probably needs to lose his job there. There's been a lot of stuff going on under his nose. And the fact that they waited on this when, like, there are a lot of credible people that are saying they've known dating back to September that this was going on. They clearly waited until after the signing day, waiting to see how the season went. Were they able to get into the playoff? And then, okay, when it's convenient for you, now we're going to go ahead and fire your coach with cause. So yeah. I don't really feel bad for Michigan here. This is, I think, been handled really terribly. And that AD seems like somewhat of a scumbag.
Kind of seems like it's been a dirty program. Just a number of scandals. That's a good point. Maybe get the new AD in there, or a new AD in there to you know, start rebuilding it. In the world of soccer, fans are going after FIFA, calling it a monumental betrayal as prices for World Cup tickets began to circulate today. I got to tell you, doesn't seem that bad now that I'm diving into the details of the story. Group stage games from $180 to $700. I'll take it.
Okay.
You know,
for a World Cup game. Not bad.
I was thinking I was going to have to come up with like $1,500 or $2,000 per ticket, but if I could get in the house for $180,
yes,
what are the great thrills? I've been to two World Cup matches when they were at the Cotton Bowl, and if you can go, by all means, go.
Take
be a part
in.
Of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, be a part of that. It doesn't matter if you have a rooting interest; just go to be a part of the atmosphere. And it's an incredible experience to be able to be a part of that. Looking forward to hopefully catching some matches here coming up.
So I guess FIFA was claiming there were going to be $60 tickets available, but there just were not very many of those at all. Right now for the final, it's between $4,000 and $8,600 to get in. So, I mean, that's like Super Bowl level price.
That's a Super Bowl ticket.
Yeah.
And the finals are going to be played in New York?
Yes.
Yes, MetLife.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a semifinal game here probably. Yeah. $2,000 or $3,000 or so, I guess, depending on who's going to be in there. The prices could fluctuate a significant amount.
It'd be cool to have everybody here.
It will be. Yeah, I can't wait. And if you want to rent your house, as Wolchuk said, you might be able to get a pretty penny there for a couple of weeks.
You want to do podcasts, you have a studio and over in Irving.
We'll get you taken care of. Time to go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius Alexander with your G-Bag of the Day.
Pick, pull, Robin, clean. Pick, pull, Robin, clean. Hey, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. Hey. Hit me up. What's up, bro?
Man, it had some Inspector Gadget arms in there trying to push buttons with
There's
everybody standing.
There's a whole
standing.
Lot going on.
It was like you guys were playing Twister in there.
Yeah, I walked on out.
He quit.
I was like, I'm done with the frustration.
I saw you. Y'all I saw you it. Just push your mic away and like, I'm out of here.
I'm out. Yep, y'all got it, brother. Hit me up at Lucky Lucius P if there's anything you think I should be playing. This is day three. For this particular piece of audio comes from our very own G-Bag Nation, Zach Wolchuk. During the 6 o'clock hour, I think it was Monday night, he walked off, went to the bathroom, into the break room, and came back a different guy.
Buffalo's got some sex appeal, don't they?
They miss tackles at the highest rate in football.
You're telling me Drake may possible MVP? Him. That guy's not sexy to you?
He is.
No,
he's sexy to you.
He's got it going.
You don't think Pat Sertan is sexy?
What kind of evil?
I don't know. I just had a little. I like it. I just took some more espresso.
The espresso. Okay. That would make sense.
Machine
the
is doing it for me, guys. I am
playoff
giddy.
Football. You know, it just brings it out of my guy.
And the Eagles are about to get their bums licked or kicked tonight.
Oh,
wow.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, baby.
Sweet espresso.
Get their bums licked tonight.
Bums licked.
And it worked.
I bet the Eagles are happy about that. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Guys, guess what?
What app is that on?
Yo, this will bring the team together.
Yeah. It's all that threads, huh?
All right, let's go to this threads, one right here. Shakur Stevens versus Teofimo Lopez. That happens, I think, January, at the end of January next year. They had a presser yesterday. Teofimo was doing some trolling, some weird trolling. Listen to this.
Shakur, do you think the weight matters in this fight, going up the extra 5 pounds?
Honestly, no. I feel like Tio's not that much bigger than me. I think he kind of a little muscular, but that don't mean nothing. Muscle don't win fights, but...
Faster.
You're talking about room 40,
faster.
Though.
You said what?
You're talking about room 40.
Yeah.
Room 40's nuts.
Faster.
Yo, jeez. You pause, bro. What's up with you, bro? You been wild as...
You hard,
bro. Pause.
You hard.
Real hard. Man, what do you say to that, bro?
Yeah, oh my gosh.
That got weird.
Wow. Run for these. What do you say? Wait, hold on.
Speaking of too much espresso.
Yeah.
Faster.
You're talking about room 40.
Faster.
You said what?
You're talking about room 40.
Yeah.
Room 40 is nuts.
Faster.
Room for these nuts.
Yeah. That is
crazy, bro. Right, room for these nuts. Speaking
still
of
great content, though.
Geez.
These matches and stuff, still great content.
You got to sell that fight, I guess, man.
They do a great job.
You got to sell that fight.
I mean, if it comes down to we could make a couple hundred grand or we could push this into millions of dollars if we can go viral and get people fired up.
Yep.
I don't think there's a limit to the crazy stuff I'd be willing to say.
No problems.
I'll brag about sexual assault then. Coming for you, bro. I'm coming for you. Jared Sandler last night was thirsting over Zach Woolchuck for some reason. Was that last night? Oh, the day before that. Sorry, excuse
Monday.
Me.
No.
Tuesday. Yeah, Rangers Toy Drive.
Yeah.
6:20, he joined us.
It was a TD Tuesday.
Was you out there wearing your Hoochie Daddy shorts, or did you have the low-cut blouse going? What was going on, fam?
A little bit of both.
Yeah, Jared distracted.
With the Wyatt Langford to center conversation.
I was about to say, that's news
that's
to me.
That's going on right now.
He could do it.
He could.
I'm sure he's very capable.
No doubt. I love your position right now. I wish we had a webcam.
It's the power position.
Yeah.
What?
That was Eric Chiarello.
That was Eric sitting the way he was sitting in that chair.
Yes. He went with, that Camilla girl that does the OF stuff?
Yeah.
And she has the podcast, and every clip of the podcast is in her power position, basically just showing crotch.
Oh, that's what he was doing. The basic instinct.
Yeah. Yeah,
but Woolchuck took his webcam and like gave the audience a zoomed in look.
Yeah, I gave him a show.
Okay, it wasn't even okay. Hold on,
he could do it.
He could. Hey, good.
I'm sure he's very capable.
No doubt. I love your position right now. I wish we had a webcam.
It's the power position.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that, Woolchuck. Don't put that on you like that.
I was flattered for a second.
That was Eric Chiofalo with the Chiofalos hanging out.
Yeah.
And he did have some shorts on.
Yeah. Like an old PE coach.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Like some cut-off sweatpants.
It's like an old PE coach when you sit down. Sit around, boys.
He's like, oh, man. What's he doing?
Yeah.
Is he doing this on purpose?
No shame.
Tell my parents about
no
this?
Shame.
This is crazy.
Let's go to ESPN coverage. Zach sent me this one. Big Perk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Big Perk.
Big Perk. Big Perk 30. I just popped that Perk 30. He likes it dry.
And I'm not a big sauce guy, so when I go and order chicken tenders, I ain't getting ranch and all. I don't know nothing about
sauce. You want the
sauce.
Dry rub?
Huh?
All right, we're going to move on now. We're talking about chicken.
We're talking about chicken.
Thanks for clarifying, Malika. Yeah.
That's the happy ending next door.
The dry rub.
Poor Malika. Find that at the restaurant.
Yeah. By the way, don't do that. Don't do the dry rub, man. Treat yourself, okay? Don't cheat yourself like that. Don't punk yourself. You don't get you some.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, treat yourself, man. This is for you, bro.
Especially if it's Cane's. You're going to need some sauce.
Let me tell you this morning, though, Sean, get some
coconut oil or something, bro.
Sean and Eric were talking about, they were saying that Chili's has got some good chicken tenders.
Oh, the chicken crisp, the honey chipotle crispers there are fire. I mean, I think all of their crispers.
I've never had those.
But specifically the honey chipotle ones, very delicious.
Okay.
You know what they need to do, though, is you know how Chick-fil-A has the spicy chicken sandwich? They need to make spicy tenders out of that.
They have explored that.
Have they?
They have tested them, and I don't know why they have not released them yet.
And why don't we have chicken minis for lunch? It seems like an item that could go round the clock.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
And that is something that's been very requested amongst Chick-fil-A fans across the entire country. And I don't know why they don't do it.
Must be some kind of weird deal they got going on.
Yep.
Maybe Jesus doesn't like it.
Oh, come on.
I guess they want to keep the demand high. I don't know.
Thou shalt not eat chicken minis after 10:30.
No, you got to have fish and some bread.
Fish and bread.
Yeah.
Yeah, throw your net over here.
Yeah, just a chunk of bread, too. It's not even cut nice. It's just, here's a piece for you.
Chunk of bread.
Yeah. Biblical right there.
You got to fish and some bread.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn this rock into some bread.
I got y'all, man. Put your cups over here, too. Let me tap them one time. Put some wine in there
for
y'all.
Put some wine in that cup.
Yeah. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessings. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie T. Haynes.
Frederick Douglass Haynes.
Man, made for times like this. Now, this is an old clip because this is a throwback Thursday, but this was recorded on a show called The Morning Show.
Oh,
Buddy and Kay. This is a WTVA in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Oh,
this man wrote a song for to save your soul, I guess.
No more Captain Crunch. No more cinnamon oats.
Oh, come on, fam.
Sounds like he's describing Hades, you know, more than heading home to be with the Lord. No frosted flakes.
No more frosted flakes. You can't get frosted flakes in heaven, man.
Man.
We got streets of gold and everybody got a mansion and maze. We can't get frosted flakes.
Yes. I mean, come on now. I mean, that's about what I imagine is the ideal heaven. My personal heaven is full of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Frosted Flakes.
You're swimming cookies. In it like Scrooge McDuck.
Bunch of cookies.
Oh, that's such a good combo, too, in a mixed bowl.
They have good chocolate chip cookies, by the way, downstairs in the little restaurant shop they got down there.
L.A.
Yeah. I like that guy. He knows my name already.
L.A.
His customer service is amazing.
Amazing.
Yes.
L.A.
That guy right there. Okay.
L.A.
Time to vote. We got our champ Woolchuck. We got the possible moment there at the boxing press conference. Sandler noticing Eric Chiafalo's broadcast stance.
His broadcasters.
Yes. You got Kendrick Perkins. They're doing his thing and the church song there about the cereal. I'm going to go with Woolchuck once again there. Lucius, how about you?
Yeah. Zach Woolchuck for the win.
Zachary?
Yeah, I'm going to vote for myself.
Brian?
I'm going to go with Kendrick today.
Okay, Kendrick Perkins by a score of 3-1 and still your G-Bag of the Day champion. It's Zach Woolchuck. If you ever miss the champ, Lucius replays it for you every afternoon about 2:25-ish. Okay, we got Ben Lieber, Vikings Radio, and former NFL linebacker coming up at 6 o'clock. Time to stay in the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius, LA Live.
Yeah, it's a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares. Fight up this funk.
Tried.
You tried.
Lucius, we love you, bro. 5:45 to 6 p.m.
Lucius.
That's my jam. I try to leave work on time just to hear you. That is my entertainment for the afternoon. You keep me high. You keep me happy. Keep me in the Pimp Cup, dude. Live updates every day. I love it.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Lucius. Tell you what, Lucius. Hey, this is LA Live for Thursday, December 11th, 2025. It is a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks. Shout out to all the Tolo ladies that listen to this station. You are appreciated. Remember, Tupac cares. Nobody else cares out there. That's a fact.
Tupac cares.
Yeah. Shout out to the ladies. Oh, yeah. It is your night, baby. It is your night.
Man, they are stretching Kikuchi tonight.
Oh, yes, we are, fam. Yes, we are. I just picked up a new pill pack, too, fam.
Oh, you got it, huh?
For next week. You know what I'm saying? No, I did not get what I wanted.
Oh, no.
I did not get what I wanted. I'm going to be trying something else, but I'm going to try it first before I try it for the night that I need it just to make sure.
Got big plans, huh? Big plans next week?
It's an anniversary coming up.
There you go.
Very nice. I've been stalling out. I've been holding out all year. I'll tell you what. I've been holding out. I've been had a headache. I've had a headache. Shout out to all the Texas bed warmers out there. This one's for you.
D.O.B. single mom will always provide shelter for me.
Hey.
D.O.B. single mom will always provide shelter for me.
Yeah, there you go right there. And if you're a kept man, listen to this station right now. Do your job, fam. Don't be on that game all day and making a mess and the dishes is all. Clean that house up. Make her impress when she gets to the crib, bro.
You got a great thing going.
You got a great you can't lose thing it. Going. Don't mess it up, especially if she's corporate and she's getting that brand, fam.
Yeah.
Don't mess it up. Go take her car to get washed. Fill it up or something like that.
There you go.
Ask her to transfer you some money into your account so you can go cook them some dinner. Man, I'm going to cook some dinner for us. Can you send some money over?
Yeah, I got you, honey.
Couple bucks.
Yeah.
Get up to the grocery store and back, throw in the crock pot, video games the rest of the day.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Do the right thing, fam. Do the right thing. All right, we have an update from a story from Friday, from a Feel Good Friday. Remember the celebrity chef and author Elizabeth High School. That's
yes.
What I think it is. Yeah. I'm not fully sure.
She was the Big Ole Miss fan.
Yeah, the Big Ole Miss fan. Dawson, you were talking a little crazy, a little greasy about her.
Okay.
You was. She was on Paul Feinbaum's show, and she Lane Kiffin was not leaving. She stood 10 toes down. She even made a declaration.
Yep. I think y'all have a whole lot more interesting things to discuss
than Lane Kiffin leaving Ole Miss. You are wasting your time. You are wasting your breath. Mark my words. Yeah. He is not leaving. And I'll tell you right now, if he does leave us, I will strip down butt naked and I will run around the Oxford Square. There you go.
Let's see him, lady.
There you go.
Pastry Chef Eric was telling us she's got a wagon.
Hey, man, okay. Dawson was talking crazy, and I was thinking, like, at the time when he was saying that, Sarah J is a millionaire out here in that lane.
Tis true. Yeah.
This lady can eat.
Tis true. Yeah.
If Sarah J can eat, this lady can eat, because I don't know what y'all see in Sarah J, but I'm not kink shaming. Anyway, this lady jumped back on to the Paul Feinbaum show, and she's moonwalking now.
That there seems to be some avoidance going on because you just don't want to talk about
what?
The rat in the room.
Well, with Alabama, I think it's the elephant in the room, isn't it? Well, I know, Paul. That's what I'm saying.
How?
I told you. I did say something. I'm not going to lie. I was in New York. I got really excited. I may or may not have had one or two glasses of champagne.
She was drinking as she was talking on the last video. I highlighted that out to you guys.
Yeah,
she had a big tall cup of wine or champagne, whatever it was. And she was before we visited,
and I did say that I was going to strip down naked, butt naked, actually, and I was going to run around the square. Now, listen, that is just a Southern phrase about things we say. We say things like that.
Do we?
Do we? Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, if you do that, I'm going to run around this place naked. I heard I'll dance at your wedding.
Yep.
Heard something like that. I've never heard. Boy, you do that, run around this building butt naked. Never heard it.
I've heard bless your heart. Heard lots of things. Hadn't heard that one.
I could be wrong.
Now, let me clarify my position on this.
Look at you.
I've Google imaged Elizabeth High School. This might be your older woman that can really pull it together under the what is that called?
The illusion of lights?
The clothes. You know, the facade. The facade of clothing.
Okay, I thought you were talking about dim the lights, put on a red light.
She's very well put together, but I think she probably looks her best with clothes on. We all know a woman like that, don't we?
Yeah.
You've known them, maybe you met them, you know, and you're like, wow, you look really great. Just leave most of your clothes on. Things start falling apart.
Just put a long t-shirt on, please, babe.
just need a long t-shirt on with nothing else. You are crazy, Dawson.
I think there'd be like an older gentleman out there that'd be happy to have her as his wife.
Older gentleman.
Yeah.
What her net worth looking like? She might be able to get this young spry radio producer right here in Dallas. Told you I've been holding out.
Very guilty.
Been holding out. Yeah, but that's her, man. She's not standing on business. She's moonwalking at this point.
Oh, geez.
She said that's just a phrase.
Yeah, I think you either got to do it and find a clever way to pull it off, maybe in the middle of the night or something like that, or just don't come back on the show.
Yeah, you got to do it. You got to run in the middle. I like that one right there. Maybe with some pasties or something.
Yeah, put some pasties on, baby.
Oh, sorry.
You're good.
That button looks too quick right there.
You know, you can get the paintings done?
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
Let me do that.
They do have the very paintings. Tasteful. Shout out to Art Basil. That was last weekend. They got the runways with the paint and the tape. They do the tape.
Man, they are stretching Kikuchi tonight.
Doing too much.
The ripping and the tearing.
Yeah. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a thirsty Thursday. Vaping in Dallas is about to change for all you vapers.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Just hating.
Yeah.
What happened to freedom?
They're treating it like cigarettes.
It's nothing like cigarettes.
It's nothing like cigarettes.
No. It doesn't smell as bad at all. Not even close. Some
you don't get secondhand
decent.
From yeah. it.
No, you don't get that secondhand carcinogens. So, I don't know why.
They're doing way too much, man. Yeah, vaping is now going to be banned in all indoor and enclosed public spaces, restaurants, bars. Nightclubs. Gee, I can't vape in a nightclub. We can drink gallons of tequila and fight ourselves, but I can't have a damn vape. Yeah, nightclubs, workplaces. Dang.
This has to be big tobacco at work. Like, might as well smoke if I can't vape.
I believe it.
I don't know. It makes no sense to me.
Public transit. I can't sit on the back of the bus and pull the vape a few times. I'm on the bus, bro.
Yeah.
It's not going all that great for me right now. Let me have a pull of this strawberry watermelon vape to get my mind right.
Trust me, you'd prefer it, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want me on edge over here?
I used to be on those vapes crazy. I slowed down.
It's not a good thing, though. I haven't moved up into, like, harder tobacco.
It's not good.
No, it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing, so don't congratulate me. The ban also extends to all city parks. I can't vape out the park. I can't walk my dog and pull a vape out when he's pooing.
It's outside. Real quick.
This is crazy. We're worried about the wrong thing.
Like, I could see an individual business deciding it's bad for our image, it's bad for our vibe, we don't want you vaping in here. But to make a law out of it, don't you guys have better things to worry about? Like, how much taxpayer dollars was wasted on this?
And who's going to keep up with it? You got to be 15 feet from a building if you want to vape. Who's going to be watching? Hey,
yeah,
we're going to pull that tape out, man. Don't move. We're just going to measure you.
Freeze. Yeah, freeze.
Don't move. Pull this measuring tape out real quick, son. See if you've got doing too much. Doing way too much. Drinking is down in the USA. It's Thirsty Thursday. It's record low. 54% of Americans are drinking from a Gallup poll.
Is that because weed's up?
Weed's up.
It's down from 67% in 2022.
Oh, coming out of the pandemic, everybody was day drinking.
Yeah, that's true. The recycle bins.
West Virginia was leading the league in that one.
the recycle bins on the street in my neighborhood was just full of bottles, bro. Yeah. Everybody was just exposing themselves.
Yes.
How much have you had this week?
Yeah.
Got to stop recycling. I'm shaming myself to the neighbors.
This isn't good.
Younger adults 18 to 34 have the lowest drinking rate, falling from 59% in 2023 to 50%. In 2025.
I think it's probably a cost thing. You know, just how am I going to eliminate another couple $100 from my monthly budget?
Oh, my gosh.
If you go out, I mean, the prices are insane.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I mean, if you're a home drinker, it's a couple $100.
Oof.
Maybe a week. Maybe, every couple of weeks. I think it's probably about a $20 a day drinker. That adds up quickly.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're doing the math, you're looking for the extra motivation to quit. I think it's the dang inflation. The salaries haven't like caught up with the inflation yet.
No,
and I don't know if it ever will.
No, it hasn't.
No. Yeah,
no, it hasn't, bro.
They don't care.
It hasn't
making
at
the
all.
Same amount of money. It just doesn't seem like that much anymore.
At all.
Everything's double the price.
Millennials. Hey, shout out to y'all. Big millennial in the house right here. I'm a big daddy millennial too, baby. 1982 in the building. Millennials have earned a reputation for being the generation that drinks the most. Millennials spend more money on alcohol than any other age group. They like to buy wine, craft beers, and premium spirits. Yes, I do drink premium
tequila. Shop specs.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Took my cousin from Tulsa to specs.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He went crazy.
What an experience.
He went crazy.
Yeah.
Especially, he goes like the little corner liquor store.
Yeah.
You know?
Those aren't bad either, though.
No,
they get the job done.
No.
But specs is by far.
Get you a Lucy. You can get you a Lucy at the corner one real quick. Let me get two of them cigarettes, bro.
Yeah.
And I can tell you why the millennials are the drunkest out here, and we're kind of bitter as well, because we graduated. Guess what happened? 9/11.
Yeah.
Oh, this is our first time into the world, and we got 9/11 popping off. Then we had the war on terror for, what was that, good 5, 6, 7, 8 years? Mm-hmm. Scaring us every day, bringing our anxiety up.
Yeah,
oh, it's a threat level of 11 today. It might be an orange outside.
Yeah, it's an orange day. Yeah,
it might be a yellow. It's green, millennial. You can come on outside now.
Get the duct tape for your windows just in case they throw a dirty bomb.
It's safe. You're okay. Then we had the Great Recession. Got fired from my first job in radio. Uh-huh. The Great Recession, right there.
Got me too.
Yep, got me.
Time I've been laid off in radio.
Me too, fam.
God, we shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, they cleaned house. Knock on wood, right?
Yeah, we should have said that part right there, block.
Yeah.
COVID-19, that happened.
Drive you to drink.
Pandemic. Yeah, somebody says Katrina right there. We sat through that.
Oof.
And then they took all the money. We don't have any money. So, how about that?
And you're also young enough to not have health problems from drinking yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet, but I'm sure it's around the corner.
And every once in a while, that liver quivers, and I'm saying, is this a sign? What is that?
I went for one of those scans that said liver looks good. I was like,
wow.
I'm shocked.
You know, I think about you sometimes when I think about my drink, and I say, you know, Dawson made it this long. I can stop maybe a couple of more weeks.
Oh, yeah. Years of abuse.
Yeah. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a ladies' night. And to some ladies, this man is a hero. Do y'all remember the name Charles Ramsey? Charles Ramsey.
That sounds.
He
Wait a minute. Yeah. Okay. The Ramseys was they lost the daughter.
No, but I know what you're talking about.
But that was Binet. Binet Ramsey.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
John
Binet Ramsey. No, okay, no, that's a great call. Yeah. I like that. But no, this guy right here, Charles, saved some little girls. He saved some little girls that had been kidnapped.
Oh, kidnapped.
And they were locked in the basement in
Cleveland. Yes. Cleveland, yeah.
Yeah, they were kidnapped, locked in the basement in Cleveland. And local news in Cleveland, I think it's ABC5, went up there and talked to him. I'll give you a little highlight just for your memory.
And like I say, my neighbor, you got some big testicles to pull this off, bro. Because we see this dude every day. I mean, every day.
Hey, how long have you lived here?
I've been here a year. Okay. You sure coming from? Right. Barbecue with this dude. Ooh, we eat ribs and whatnot and listen to salsa music. You see where I'm coming from?
And you had no indication that there was anything going on?
Bro, not a clue that girl was in that house or anybody else was in there against their will.
What was the reaction on the girls' faces? I can't imagine to see the sunlight, to be around people.
Bro, I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Something is wrong here.
This dude's crazy.
Dead giveaway.
Something is wrong.
Dead giveaway.
Wow.
Dead giveaway. Something is wrong here. Especially how he looked, too. He looked crazy as hell, so I can understand what he means by that in that moment. But don't put that all on blood, people. Put that on you, fam. You do look crazy, Charles Ramsey. But anyway, ABC5 in Cleveland caught up with Charles Ramsey all these years later. And this man has sports takes.
Oh,
yeah, listen to this, fam.
John, I'm telling you, it's a sad situation.
At his wit's end is longtime Cleveland Browns fan Charles Ramsey.
Oh, thank you very much. Dead giveaway.
Yes, that Charles Ramsey. He likes what he's seeing out of Shador, but...
He can only do so much. If you put Dylan Gabriel in there, he'd been in the same situation. Brother, Shador ain't on defense. He can't stop Pollard and that other dude. Get that boy some help.
And his advice to Kevin Stefanski, play more video games like Madden.
Madden teaches you how to be a coach. It's not the players. If I beat you, it's not because I had better players, because I out-coached you.
This man's got sports tape.
He's
out here playing Madden.
Hey, can we book him?
Yeah,
love to get his thoughts on the Cowboys' playoff chances.
Yeah. He sounds good, too. He sounds good,
he got a good voice, good energy.
He's got a good voice, too. When you listen to the best of the magic. Yeah. All right, y'all. Let me get on out of here. What's up? What? Everybody okay?
He got a Chuck card.
Check your pockets.
Free burgers for life from McDonald's.
He should have. I remember there was a McDonald's tie-in in that deal.
Yeah.
He should have. He earned it out there. Mm. We eat ribs. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise on a Friday. I'll holla. Peace.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We got Ben Lieber, Vikings Radio, former linebacker, joining us next. We'll talk Cowboys-Vikings with Ben here in the G-Bag Nation on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.